Therefore also will I make you sick in smiting you, in making thee desolate because of your sins. I couldn't be no clearer, could it? So, I mean, if the whole church were to get a hold of just what we've talked about today, it would straighten your life up if you want to walk in divine health. How many businessmen in the church that are not walking there? They're cheating people in business deals. You know, maybe they're building homes and renovating houses and selling cars, and a mechanic and a doctor, a dentist. Who knows what you are? But they're cheating you. They do not realize what they're doing to themselves. Do they? No. But who's in control? God is. Does He know everything you do every day? Yes, He does. He keeps good records. I don't know how in the world He can do that. And then when you get sick, you want to come to me and you want to get healed. Why do I tell you the first thing you got to do is find your sin and get rid of it? Because what was it that made you sick?
Sin.
Therefore, also, because of these bad business deals, let's back up, Dave, and read those bad business deals one more time in 9. And the Lord's voice cried unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who has appointed it? Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the scant measure that is abominable? I mean, the measures and things that you're using, it's an abomination to God. And shall I count them pure with the wicked balances? In other words, you're cheating a man here. In other words, you're buying 5 pounds of groceries and they got a counterbalance over here and you're really only getting 4. Or you go out to the yard to buy let's say you go down here to buy a sack of sand. And it's supposed to be 40 pounds in that bag, but they only put 39 in there. How many people would weigh that bag as if it weighs 40 pounds? Well, so let's say they cut out a half a pound on a 40-pound bag of sand. Who in the world is going to weigh that bag? Do you know one time when I was working in the engineering world, we was having problems with one of our big ice plants, huge ice plants in Chicago. Well, they spent a fortune on this ice plant. And so the VP asked me, said, I realize that's not part of your region, but he said, would you go up there and look at that ice plant for me? I said, sure. I went up and looked at the ice plant. And the first thing I found out, that we were selling ice to American Airlines. American Airlines was paying us for 8 pounds of ice in every bag we put on the airplane. 8 pounds. That's what we were selling it. In other words, we counted the bags. And if we put 6 bags, 10 bags, or 20 bags, they paid us for 8 pounds in every bag. I asked the guys when I got there, I said, when's the last time you checked your volume and your weight on the bags? Well, they said, we haven't done that in about a year. I said, why don't we check it? Guess what we were putting in the bags? 12 pounds. We were paying us for 8 and we were putting 12. Who was really getting okay? American was really making out like a bandit. It was costing us a fortune. All of the, and of course, you know, 12 pounds if you only sell 10 bags is not a big deal. Well, what if you sell 30 or 40,000 a day? And that's what we did. Now then, what's that going to do? What if you sold 40,000 bags of ice a day and you only put 50% more ice in it than you're supposed to, than you're getting paid for? Who is paying for the equipment to operate, to make, and to manufacture all that stuff? The company was. Do you know that by getting the machines fixed, finding the problem with the machines, and getting this taken care of, I was able to save $990,000 in 1 year. Just in that one little thing I found. $990,000 is all I saved them. That one little trip I was on 2 days. And I come back, and the VP said, you know, you're the best engineer we've got. I said, you know, if there's anything that'll turn the head of a VP or a CEO, it's telling him I saved you $1 million in 1 day. That'll get their attention, won't it? How do you do this? I said, because I serve the living God, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And He's in me. But now, see, it works either way. So if we're using the wrong kind of balances, I mean, yeah, Americans are getting wealth, but it's costing us a fortune. Now, God doesn't like it either way. If they're buying 8 pounds of ice, how much does He want in that bag? 8 pounds. That's what He wants. As close as you can get. There may be times you get 1 or 2 ounces more here or 1 ounce less here, but He wants that measure to be done accurately. And that's just like, who would ever dream, you know, that and we check the, used to when I was in the food industry, we would check the measures of corn. If they want a 2 ounce heaping of corn, you didn't put 3 on there. If you were doing 35,000 meals a day, you put 1 ounce more corn on 35,000 meals. You know how much extra corn you got to buy? A bunch. You know, I mean, so you're feeding your home family. You got 3 of you. That's not that an extra ounce is not a big deal, is it? But when you're feeding 35,000 people a day, that's a lot. And that's what we used to do. 25 to 35 or 40,000 meals a day. You know, so shall I count them pure with the wicked balances and with the bag of deceitful weights? For the rich men thereof are full of violence, and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies. Does God like lies? And their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Now then, because you've done these things. Verse 13. Therefore also will I make you sick. Who made them sick? God did, because of their wickedness, right? God's in smiting you and making you desolate because of your sins. Do you want to sin? No, no. Do you want to be sick? No. Everybody come today that needs to be healed, they need to know that, hey, this is why we're sick. That's like that teaching Dave done on me, wicked. You know, you listen, you think, I'm a daughter of the King. I'm a son of God. Me, wicked? I couldn't be wicked. Oh, yes, you can. God can see you as wicked. When you're disobeying Him, you're wicked. And that's a great teaching Dave done there. Okay, Dave, let's go to the next set. Now we're coming to the New Testament. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now this is a great gospel. The gospel of the kingdom. We're in the kingdom of heaven. We stepped into a whole new world when we stepped into the New Testament. And preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing a few? All manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Now then, how did this sickness and disease come upon these people? Because of what? Sin. What does Jesus do with sin? He forgives it, doesn't He? When you repent, aren't we glad? So under the new covenant, when just like Jack, when Jack come in, how long had your back been hurting you, Jack?
Oh, 2 or 3 months.
2 or 3 months. And we prayed for you. I asked Him to repent of every one of his sins, and he did. And he said, Lord, if there's anything that I missed, I just cover everything. He wanted to be serious and cover everything. And then I prayed for you. And how long did it take for you to get healed, Jack? You didn't already get to the car, did you?
I didn't think about it until I got to the parking lot.
Yeah. Whoa, it don't hurt no more. Wow.
So probably instantly.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
And I was wondering kind of what you just said. If I think I've asked for forgiveness for all my sins, but maybe there's one I didn't realize was a sin. If I say, forgive me for the known and unknown.
Yes,
sins,
that's a good place to start. And then say, Lord, if there's anything I've got to know, then I ask you to reveal it to me. That's just like when Jan came down here that time, and I don't guess Jan's here today. I didn't see her. But Jan came down here after the end of a healing school, and I said, what's wrong with you? And I forget how many things she had wrong with her, but she didn't ask me for anything except from her elbows down. She had all kinds of physical problems, but she said, I haven't had any feeling in my arms from my elbows to my fingertips for 15 years. Couldn't feel nothing. Or just like they're dead. And I said, well, what sin did you commit 15 years ago? And immediately the Holy Spirit convicted her, just like that. Bam. She said, I know. I know exactly what I did. I said, well, ask the Lord to forgive you. And I said, you can just do it silently. It's just between you and Him. You don't have to voice it out loud with me. God's going to be the one that's going to forgive you. He's going to be the one that's going to heal you. So she asked the Lord to forgive her. And then I reached over and put my hand on her, and I said, "Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, you told me to lay my hands on her, drive out that spirit of infirmity, and she'll be healed." I said, "Lord, thank you for healing her." I said, "Jan, you're healed. You can go sit down." And she said, "Is that all there is to it?" I said, "Well, yes, ma'am." She said, "You mean I'm not going to fall down?" I said, "No, ma'am, I don't do that. I don't have people don't fall down in my ministry. I don't, no kicking, screaming. I just pray the prayer of faith for you. I do the natural, and the King does the supernatural." Well, she said, "Gee, I can't believe that it's this simple." So she walks over and says, "Okay, I'll see you later." She walks over, reaches down to pick up her purse, says, "Ah!" And then she got it with the other hand and screamed again. She says, "I can feel it with both hands." Isn't God awesome? He's awesome. And of course, then Jan came back and she said, "Wow, it was that easy. I've got this and this and this and this. I need to be healed of all of these things." In fact, she said, "Yesterday, Friday, I came back from the doctor's office and the doctor said, the symptoms show you have one of three diseases and the lesser of the three was lupus." So she said, "I've been praying on the way coming to the healing school, Lord, let me have lupus." I said, "You're just a dummy, you know it." And she said, "I realize that now." And so she said, "No, Lord, I don't want none of this no more. I repent." Now, when she was saying, "Lord, let me have lupus," was that a sin? Yes, because there was no faith to that, so that was sin. So she was opening a door for the devil to put lupus on her. She's asking for it. And so when she repented of everything, we prayed for her again. And she came back a couple of months later to a healing school and came up here and gave her a testimony. Totally healed of everything from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. But that day she instantly healed. I mean, is Jesus a healer? Now, we love it when he does things instantly like that, don't we? But he didn't do the rest of them instantly. He done it over a period of time. After Jesus went about, and it says, "And his fame went throughout all Samaria, and it brought unto him all the sick people that were taken with various diseases and torments, and those who were possessed with devils, and those who were lunatics, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them." Now, what can Jesus heal? Ain't nothing hard for God.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.